Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher. Superficial magic, the most magical place on the planet. The video version. This is insane.
2.0.
2.0. We are here with Maddie Maple. She's a confidence coach. She's already come in so hot, so confident. We're ready. She's going to teach me and you how we can get this fire Everything. Energy. God.
Yes. I'm okay. So excited.
So yeah. I've looked into you. And I love your website. I'm going to have you plug it and everything about it at the end. But you talk a lot about authenticity. So I'm going to gather that's one of the building blocks to confidence.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My theory is like you can't be confident without authenticity. Like it literally stems from authenticity, 100%.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense because – that's who you are.
Because that's who you are. So, like, well, first of all, thank you for having me here. Like, I didn't even say anything to your introduction. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. I feel so, like, just grateful and honored, especially to be doing, like, video. I'm like, oh, you want me on video? Like,
Get it. Thank you.
But, yes, authenticity. I love that we're starting out with that, like, just right out the gate because, like, you can only go so far with confidence in like trying to be somebody else. But I tried to be confident my whole life, right?
Right.
But I was trying to be someone else. Like I was just telling Megan that like I grew up Mormon and that was trying to form me into like being someone that I was not. And then I was in a relationship that was like trying to form me into what I was not. Like I had to like anytime I went to his house, I had to like change what I was wearing because it wasn't like right or Mormon or
oh my goodness.
I'm like a really big raver. Do you go to music festivals?
Of course.
Okay. Of course you do. I'm like a big raver and I like told him, I'm like, I really want to go to a rave. This was like, you know, before I ever went. And he's like, I will literally break up with you if you go to a music festival. Like that's so trashy. It's like my whole life I just felt like I was like trying to become who I was and like wanted to be.
Well, religion makes it really hard. I mean, everything does. Everybody starts off just being like something in their life is keeping them from being authentic. It's part of the game, right?
It's a part of it. I mean, you can't, I feel like you can't find yourself unless you lose yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. You're just like, wait, I hate this. So what did that look like for you? Like what was something authentic that started to just not be able to not come out?
Well, I think like this is such a weird example, but it's like so simple and I feel like I have to share it. Like, for example, in the Mormon religion, like you can't drink coffee. And of course I'm here like
coffee,
with my coffee,
coffee.
And it was little things like that at first where like, it wasn't like I was trying to like rebel or like be this bad girl. It was just like, I enjoyed coffee. And then like, I really like rap music. Like, I feel like it's just in my blood that I like love rap music. Or just like, I love showing my stomach. And it wasn't even this thing of like, oh, you're telling me I can't, like, I'm going to wear something skimpy. It was like, I felt really empowered in like these decisions. It just felt like me. And, it was just like, no, they're just like, no, like you will go to hell. And I was just like, what?
But I just want coffee.
And I didn't understand either. And I'd like, I'd ask my seminary teacher because like in the Mormon religion, you go to church during school, like during high school.
Right.
And so I'd like ask my seminary teacher, I'd be like, so why can't I drink coffee? And he's just like, just because you just can't. Like that was the
Thank
answer.
You. Yeah. So helpful.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, you're not really giving me like any answer. And it was just so confusing. But then once I found raving, then it was like, I was given, like for a lot of people raving, like if you don't rave and you just hear like raving, you're like, oh, so you just like to get fucked up and just party. Yes.
But
and also like when I first went, it was never about that. It was like, it gave me this space literally to go into this like environment where no one told me what to wear. You can wear anything. No one's going to judge you. I could listen to whatever music I wanted to. I could drink what I want. I could take what I want. I can eat what I want. I can
pure freedom.
Literally pure freedom. And that's when I found my confidence.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's almost like if you're in a place in your life where you don't feel authentic, you should just do the opposite of everything you're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, it also like authenticity. So on like a very spiritual level, like when you're authentic and you're like true to yourself and you get out of your head and you get out of like society and everything and you get back into your heart, you're getting back to like your soul.
Right.
And everyone's soul is literally perfect.
Like exactly.
I always tell my girls, I'm like, if you are like living through your soul, like there's no way that you can be unconfident because your soul is literally like, it's perfect.
There's nothing
wrong with it. And so if you're up in your head and you're trying to like logically find your confidence and logically like find who you are instead of like just relaxing into who you are.
Or controlling the outcome of what it means to be who you are.
Exactly.
Is where I get stuck, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. I always say like, you're not unconfident about who you are. You're unconfident about who you think you are. The perception and like idea of like who you've created in your head. Because if you know who you're, who you truly are, like in your soul, like you can't be unconfident. That's just not.
It's not possible.
It's not possible.
I was laying in bed last night and I was talking to myself per usual. I was just like, I don't know who you are, like pure soul.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying so hard to get in contact with her. I'm doing shadow work. I'm doing all the hard stuff. Yeah. You know, like I'm trying.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I've totally reached you yet.
Yeah.
But I know I'm obsessed with you. Like I know you're the shit. I know I love you. And I felt my whole body like it. It sounded like my stomach was growling, but in my whole body, it was like just releasing like in my head and everything. And I was like, dope. Okay. Now, you know, now you know that I love you. And I understand now that people are like, what you're looking for is love from yourself or whatever. Cause it felt so good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But it's funny that you bring up shadow work because like, I honestly think finding yourself is the opposite of shadow work. It's like you find it through having fun.
Yes.
Like straight up just like having fun. And yet, yes, there is sometimes shadow work that needs to come up and be like worked through.
Right.
But I think that like so many people are trying to find themselves through like these very
punishing
or like logical things. But it's like if you just like let all of that shit go and just like have fun and relax. Like when you go to your closet, don't think about like, oh, like what would my highest self wear? It's like, what would be like the most exciting, fun thing I could wear right now?
What would my hoest self wear?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I ask every day.
Yeah. Like if I knew that I was going to walk outside and everyone was going to love what I was wearing, like what would I wear?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I think one of the interesting things about shadow work for me is that and this is probably because I was raised super religious as you were and as a woman, but like, I have no problem being like, I'm a selfish, bitchy, like whatever, like I will do that all day. It's like, it's integrating the like, I'm generous, you know, cause like those stuff can go to the shadow too. Like all the shit you just project onto other people. So that's been where I've really struggled with it, honestly, is integrating my good qualities, which is kind of sad.
It is sad. I mean, it's just like, technically like why we do that, like why we just look for all the bad in ours is like, we're trying to keep ourselves safe. Right. Yeah. It's like, we want to be loved so badly that like anything that might be a threat to someone not loving us is like, we just like,
we have to keep ahead of it.
Yeah.
Like, I won't let that happen. Like you will love me. You will.
Exactly. But I also think it's just like humans in general, we, you know, if something good happens, we're never like for days, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe this amazing thing happened. Like this was so good. Like this person paid for my coffee. Like I don't walk in the room and like, oh, this person paid for my coffee. I walk in the room. I'm like, I'm on my period.
Right.
Everything sucks.
Yeah.
Like we cling to those things because it's so comfortable being unhappy. Like
it's so deep too. It's like our little lizard brain is just like fear, 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 fear. It's such a bigger, it's such a bigger choice to make. And it is scary. It's not scary.
It's not scary.
it is not scary.
Everything about confidence and building confidence is scary. Actually, because you're going against like everything that was comfortable to you. And I always say that to my girls, like I do a program called Metamorphosis and it's like my signature like confidence building program. Right. And I always I think I'm so funny. I always tell them like in the first session, they like come in and I'm like, you know, talk about confidence and what it is, how we're going to build it. And I'm like, if you came here to like get a teaching or like the secret sauce to like what's going to help you build confidence, let me know. I'll give you a full refund. Right, like right. The little leave button is like mm-hmm. in the bottom right, because like I'm not going to give you, and even on this podcast today, I'm not going to like give you a like three-step framework or this like insight and download that's
the
like
answer.
The answer yeah. of like, oh, like there it is. There's my confidence. I can feel mm-hmm. it. It's like to build confidence, you don't build the confidence first and then you like go do the thing or like whatever. You have to do the thing.
And build confidence along the way.
And then you build the confidence.
Okay, that's really
it.
Bad news.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that wasn't the way it went, but yeah. You're right. It is.
But I mean, I think a part of it, I mean, I don't just like show up on with my clients and just like do the thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways to walk yourself through it and like make yourself feel safe through it, because you are putting yourself in such like a scary situation or just like a fearful situation. Like I think there's so many parts of it that we can make it easier on us of just like
absolutely
holding ourselves, like reminding ourselves that we're safe and like journaling and just shifting perspective on a lot of things. But
but
it's gonna be scary either way.
It's gonna be scary. Have you ever read Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway?
No, but that's like my favorite quote ever. And I didn't know there was a book.
Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's like the most pamphlety, like unsexy book ever. Yes. But it's helped me so much. Just even that sentence yeah. helps me, because everything I do, I'm just like, I'm going to shit my pants. I can't do this. And yes. then you're like, well, do it anyway.
Do
like,
it
okay.
anyway. Yeah.
So self-limiting beliefs are a big problem for some people, I hear. I don't have them, so I'm fine.
I've never had them, so I actually don't even teach about them, because
okay,
I just don't
great.
Even feel... just kidding.
So, like, what is a belief? What's a limiting belief? How do we... How would they get around them if they so suffered?
This obviously is not for you.
It's not for me.
So just... Yeah. I'll talk right to the camera.
Yeah, you just look at them. I'll drink
Asking
my coffee.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
So beliefs is like, this is kind of like the foundation of like my work and what I teach, because beliefs are everything. So even like when it comes to confidence, I always say that confidence is what you believe about yourself, what you believe about the world, and what you believe about what you can achieve. Right. And so everything stems from our beliefs. Even in manifestation, all stems down to our beliefs. Even in just like happiness or anything, like any problem you're struggling with, it's probably because you believe something about that thing that's making it unsatisfactory or
right.
making you suffer. So the crazy thing about beliefs is that we, if you don't know this, like we were given pretty much all of our beliefs before the age of 7. So it's like good news and bad news. It's like good news, we can change them, but bad news, like these are so ingrained in you and like you probably didn't even choose them. And like speaking of religion, right? It's like,
yeah,
I was forced to, I'm not even talking about limiting beliefs right now. I'll get to it.
No, don't, please. Anyway, yeah. But, anyway, we get to it.
Yeah. But like even in, you know, my church, it's like I was like not forced, but very highly encouraged to say, I believe that this church is true from age 3. You yeah. know what I mean? And it's just kind of crazy how these beliefs are just so deeply ingrained in us. But like I said, let's not worry about the bad news. Good news is we can change them. When it comes to self-limiting beliefs, like this is probably the thing I'm like most passionate about.
Ooh.
Like honestly, because I think it's so fascinating how real it feels in our brain.
And how real the world reflects it back to us if we believe it is the craziest to
me. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like we almost don't even like, we don't even realize that they're there. Like we actually think that our limiting beliefs are true. And like a part of like my work with my clients is like a lot of times they'll just say something to me and I'll just be like, is that true?
Mm.
And they're like, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, what you just said, is that mm-hmm. true? Because when it comes to getting through your self-limiting beliefs, I think the hardest battle is honestly just like admitting to yourself that like that is a limiting belief and it's not even true.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So when it comes to beliefs, I wish I had like, I have like a little diagram, but I'll put it in the air here for you guys. So when we have a belief, no beliefs are true. Mm. None of them.
Right. Because I guess fundamentally
nothing is
true. Yeah.
Nothing is true. Right. If I say like the sky is blue, mm-hmm. is that
no
a belief or is that fact? Right. It's literally just a belief right. because it's just a belief that we all agree upon. Mm-hmm. So none of them are true. But what happens is you have a belief and it was either given to you or whatever. It's just like ingrained in you. Like I believe that like money is so hard to get. Like that's a huge one, right? Like money is just hard to come by. Like you just don't get a lot of money. And then what starts to happen is, do you know what confirmation bias is?
Yes.
Yes. This is the most fascinating thing. We literally live our whole lives through a filter of like trying to prove that that belief is right, right? Like we all have an ego. I don't know about you, but like if I get in a fight, like I will not stop until I win or I'm right.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not right.
Right.
I don't care. So. Yeah,
well, why would it matter? Especially if that fight is with a man.
Exactly.
I have to be right.
It does not matter if I'm actually right or not. I will be right. And we work the same way when it comes to our beliefs. Like, it does not matter if this is actually fact or fiction. I am right. And I will pick out every single thing in my environment to support that I am right.
Yeah.
And so then our belief gets even stronger. And then what happens is it manifests in our life, yeah. right? Because then we start, like you said, it starts reflecting back to us because that's what we believe. And then you're just in a hole because what is the strongest confirmation bias you can get?
Other people's behavior towards you?
Yes. It's just like it actually happening to you, right? Yeah. And then that belief gets even stronger and then you find more evidence to support it. And then it's just like, just go through the cycle forever. So
I've never been able to actually fully do this, but I do think in my brain, like when you're getting super real proof of your belief, your negative belief is actually a good thing. It's like the universe being like, knock, 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 time to heal it.
Absolutely.
And I'm always like, I don't want to heal it. Make it go away.
Exactly. And that's why I think like when we talk about getting through self-limiting beliefs, like sure, there could be like some ritual or practice or whatever to like move through it. But I don't really think it's about that. It's like about actually just realizing it and being like, yep, okay, universe, I see you. I see it. This is a limiting belief. I'm acknowledging it. Because most of us, we just totally unconscious
exactly.
of
it. Oh boy. So you said something to me. We spoke on the phone before you came here because we're professional human beings just getting our shit together. And you said inspired action is a really important step. Then you said there's masculine inspired action and feminine inspired action. Yeah. And I know there's a whole thing. It doesn't have to be like guy, girl. It's not that.
Yes.
It's just energy. Exactly. Can you say more about it?
Exactly. So yeah, when it comes to manifestation, I love talking about the masculine and the feminine energies because so we were talking about like intentions right before we did this of just like what we kind of want to like bring to the episode or whatever. And I was saying like, I kind of just want to like bring the fire, right? Bring the fire when it comes to spirituality, because I feel like in the spiritual like community, is that what you call it? The spiritual community, like self-help, personal development, like there's so much feminine manifestation going on in the sense of like feminine is just like very airy fairy, flowy, like it's the energy that attracts everything, right? So it's a like good
receptive
energy.
Yeah,
very receptive. It's just like in your flow, not really doing like the masculine things would be like the to-dos, like your to-do list and like the work and like going after it. I'm like all masculine. Like,
I'm definitely not. I need some
like opposites.
Yeah.
But like it would be just kind of like the to-dos and like the doing more, and then the feminine is the being. What I see happening is like a lot of people are learning about manifestation, but it's from like a very, very like feminine point of view in the sense of just like sit, journal,
wait for it,
it's coming. Mm-hmm. And all of that is true, and I'm not, you know, don't come after me, all of this is true. But what about like showing the universe that you fucking want your manifestation, mm-hmm. and you're gonna do the things where you go for it?
Action. You have to.
And I think I'm just like so sick of people saying that, like, you don't need any action to manifest. And I just think that's lazy. Like,
yeah,
it's almost like manifestation has become this thing that it's like a Amazon Prime. Like, right. Oh, we found the easy way. Like, if I can just learn how to manifest, I don't have to do anything ever again. And it's just going to come to me.
Yep.
But I think manifestation is like co-creating with the universe. But the difference between masculine and feminine, right? Masculine, if you're two and you're masculine, when it comes to manifesting, you're actually just going to push your desire away because you are like trying to force it, right? If you're like doing too much action,
right,
you're like forcing it, and then you're pretty much putting off the energy of like, I don't trust that.
Yeah, you're not letting go. You're not letting the universe fill in any of the pieces. You're just like trying to do it on your own power, which is this much. Exactly. Compared to infinity. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you're not trusting that like it's already yours, right? So if you do too much and you're too masculine, it's like, okay, you're pushing it away, right? You're not holding any of that like attracting energy. But feminine inspired action is like being in integrity with yourself and saying like, yeah, like I really, so say you want to manifest $100,000. So you're like, not just going to sit there and write $100,000 over and over and over and over and over. You're going to say, huh, what business could I create? Or what job could I get?
Or like, what bank could I rob?
What bank could I rob?
There's so many different ways you could go about it.
Yes. You know what? Sugar daddy would be like the best fit for me.
Because if they're authentic, those are all, I mean, not robbing a bank, but those are all different action steps somebody could take, right?
Exactly. Right. Like, my girls always think I'm joking when I say, like, get a sugar daddy, but I'm absolutely not. Like, when someone gives me the limiting belief of, like, oh, I would, like, move there or do this, but, like, I can't. I don't have the money. I'm like, get a fucking sugar daddy. Like, yeah. That's
the funniest advice I've ever heard a spiritual coach give. But I'm here for it. Yeah. I agree. I mean, if that's not against your moral code and that feels authentic to you, like, have some fucking fun with your life.
I was just gonna say, if it's not against your moral code, you know, like, of course everyone.
Oh, hi Fen. My cat's just tromping through.
Kitty.
Okay.
No, don't call her over there. Come here.
She's like, did someone say sugar daddy? I've been looking for a bigger cat tree.
I love it so much.
Okay, Finn, there you go. Yeah. That's really cool, though. So I think, like, where I get stuck is inspired action.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think it is so important to just at the beginning of the day for – this is so obvious. Like, I think this is important. Obviously, this is important. But, you know, to just get centered before I do anything. Otherwise, it's just like, and it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it comes back to, like, the fun thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, inspired action should be something that sounds, like, fun to you. It's almost, like, effortless and natural where you're just, like, yeah. And sometimes it takes, like, getting centered and clear and, like, clearing out all the bullshit and just being like, what do I actually want to do? And
yeah,
I believe if you actually want to do it, of course, there's going to be some things you don't want to do. You know, like, I hate writing, like, contracts for my business or whatever. There's some things that are, like, not so fun. But for the most part, like, it should be something where you wake up and you're like, I'm so excited to do this.
Fuck yeah.
Because, like, I love it and it sounds fun. And I know that this thing that I desire is going to come to me. Like, it should feel like, that's the feminine part of the inspired action. It's just like, it should just feel like, yes, like the flow.
Where is it? What is, like, enjoying the feeling of desire? Which one is that in? Because I know a lot of people, their desires don't even feel good anymore.
Yeah.
They're just so like, it's not coming.
Yeah.
It feels awful.
Yeah.
Hello, Fen.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. Is she doing it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's really cool. That's really fair. This is my cat. I saved her from the pound. And
cat's coffee and confidence. Welcome.
Chris is holding up a time thing. Producer Crystal Chris, what does that mean?
Want to go to a real quick break?
Yeah.
I love it.
Such a hoe, dude. Okay, so we have like roughly 15 minutes left. The two questions I have left is, how can someone find their passion, and some like examples or stories of someone being unstuck. Does that sound like two good places to go? All right. Yes. All right. So passion.
Yes.
How does someone find it?
I have a theory for this.
Okay.
It's a good one. And we were just talking about self-limiting beliefs. So this kind of like encapsulates all of this, right? Or kind of relates to that. So my theory is, well, this is more like, got some little purrs here.
Oh, really? My goodness. My.
She just wanted to say that. Okay. Anyway, stop taking away from my spotlight. So more to do with like purpose, right? Like finding your passion, finding your purpose in this life. I feel like so many people right now are like looking for that. Like, what is my thing? You know?
Yes.
Especially with social media, we see so many people like doing their thing, finding their passion and whatever. And so we can feel like we are just like falling behind and it can feel really, yeah. really stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my theory with this is that everyone already knows their purpose and their passion.
Yeah.
There's just too much fear and too many limiting beliefs around it that your mind just shuts it down completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yep. because if you were to actually find that passion or that purpose, right, say you're like, okay, I want to start this business, or I want to go to school for this, or I want to do that. Once you actually decide that, then what do you have to do?
All the work.
You have to fucking do it.
Yeah.
So it's actually easier for us to sit in confusion and inaction than it is to say, like, I found it and do the things that might be scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think we all know. I think it's what 90% of our time is spent doing, running from it, not approaching it. And then that's the turning point in life. When you like are like, I get it. I can't run from it. I'm going to actively go after this now instead of it just like chasing me around and whatever.
Exactly.
But what about people who are delusional?
What do you mean by that?
Like sometimes... Like, okay, sometimes you see somebody and they're like, I'm supposed to be a movie star. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, you're completely delusional. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, am I delusional?
Yeah. I mean, okay. If someone says they want to be a movie star and like they actually want that and it's authentic to them, they're not delusional at right. all.
Okay.
But if it's someone that's like, I think this is like a very rare case, but like, for example, they have like stage fright and they're so anxious and they like barely can even talk to humans. And then they're like, I want to be a movie star. It's like, that's delusional. But if it just seems right, like a dream.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm just okay. thinking about people that I'm like, I don't understand how your innate traits. I'm talking about myself. Okay. Yes. I'm talking about myself, you guys. I admit it. But I'm like, I don't understand how my innate traits could possibly equal to this thing. So therefore,
yeah,
that's delusion. And. That's what I get stuck on.
Yeah. That's like a really great question. I think that like your interests and your curiosities are there for a reason. Like we don't have like passion about something or curiosities about something like for nothing. You
true,
know what I mean?
True. But why were they placed there? Right.
Why were they placed there? I believe that like curiosities and these urges and like inspirations that you get or even dreams, they are leading you towards like your manifestation, or they're leading you towards like your actual path. And so I think it's important still to like stay open, yeah. but don't like turn away that thing because you're like, oh, it's delusional. Walk towards it, but with the curiosity of like, maybe there's something within it. Like if you want to be a movie star, maybe you're actually supposed to be like the best director on this planet.
Right.
So you're having that urge towards movie star, but really what you want is to be behind the scenes and be like a screenwriter or a director, but you just haven't found that yet. So I think it's, you know, we can't like turn those things away and say like, that's unrealistic. We should walk towards it and be like, what's here for me?
Yes.
And stay open. Because then again, if you have those limiting beliefs and fear of like, well, I can never screenwriter. I can never be the director because I can't be in charge. Then it's like, you're so close to it. It's right there. But your mind is like not allowing you to relax into what it actually is that's like made for you.
Relaxing is the really, really, really important key.
Yeah.
And it's a hard one.
Yeah.
For me. I don't want to be a movie star. Just PS everyone.
I was going to ask, but I'm like, oh my God. Is it actually a movie star?
No. Yeah. What's like, can you give us some real life examples of somebody doing this, like relaxing into it or like, yeah. Have you seen, cause you coach people.
Yes. I have the perfect example, but it's like someone really, really close to me. And I don't know if I can like share this, but I'll share like a little I'll change some stuff. So I have a friend, a really good friend, and for years she is like so passionate about this one thing, and I just keep telling her like, girl, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I know I can't force things on people, but I'm right. just like, she's so lost. Like she's about to graduate school and she has no idea what she's doing. She's just completely lost in like where she should head. And I'm like, girl, you're so good at this thing. You're so passionate about it. You love it. And she just every time is like, no, I can't do it because of this. I can't do it because that. I can't do it because of this. And literally yesterday I was hanging out with her and I like tell her one more time. I told her I would stop asking her about it.
Okay. And you were like, I'm done.
I was like, I'm done. Fine. I'll stop bringing it up. And then I brought it up one more time and I'm like, really? Like, what's going on here? Like, why are you so resistant to this? Like, I feel like you would love it. And finally she was like, okay, fine. I know I would love it too. I know I would love it too. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And she just finally was like, but what about this? And what about this? And then all those fears start coming up. And I'm like,
yeah.
At least we're getting somewhere though, because now you see that like you do want this thing. And now we can work through these fears and these doubts and all the right. things that come up. And
would that be your suggestion to her? Like just right now, so in the just knowing the desire.
Just knowing the desire. And when the fears
come up, just be like, I'm not chilling with you right now. I'm just enjoying like the desire part.
Just enjoying the desire. No, because I just want to help people break through their
right.
fears.
Right. Right.
But we do have to take a moment and like.
Yeah, take a mom.
Thank you.
You're like, she gets 5-10 minutes and then, you know, she can enjoy it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, write down all your fears. Like, let's break through every single one of them. But I think it's just, you know, then the next part is just like looking at the limiting beliefs and just realizing these are just beliefs. They're not true. They're made up and you're going to be safe. Like even these fears feel so intense because we literally feel like we're going to die.
Yeah.
But if you just keep reminding yourself, like it's 2021, I'm not going to die. We're going to be safe. Like you can feel that fear and hold yourself and like move through it. But you're never going to move through it if, right, you don't get that first part of just admitting it to yourself. Yeah.
Admit it.
Yeah.
Admit what you want, you guys.
Admit it.
Just admit it.
And bringing it back to authenticity too, a big thing I talk about in manifestation is like authentic desires. Like if you have a desire right now, like write it down and then ask yourself, okay, why do I want this? Write that down. And then ask yourself again, okay, why do I want that? Write that down. Ask yourself again, why do I want that? I call it like the why onion, right? And really see why you want it, because a lot of times we're just out here desiring or wanting things we don't actually want.
Right.
And once you find that authentic desire, the soul desire, right, that like lights you up, it's, yeah, there's, it's kind of like you can't be unconfident about who you actually are. You can't totally. Ignore what you actually want. So.
And it's so fun when you get in line with your soul's purpose, because things just happen so magically.
Yeah.
And watching it unfold is so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I love life, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Maddie, where do people find you? How can they, what's your website? What's your Insta? What's all
yes,
of it?
Yes. Shameless self promo.
Do okay. it.
So if you don't remember, my name is Maddie Maple and my Instagram is Maddie Maple. It's M-A-D-I Maple, like the syrup. And I also have a podcast. Podcast as well. I just got bit by this ferocious feline. My podcast is Breaking Butterfly, and I have a I'm not sure when will this episode
Finn,
go out.
Stop doing that.
Oh, Finn.
Oh. Jesus.
Boy, she's really into it.
That's okay.
She's like scared your hands up petting her or something.
Hands up.
Get down. You're scaring our guest.
No, you're so fine. I love her still. When will this episode go out?
Next week.
Okay. Yeah. So in like 2 weeks from when you're hearing this, I have a my program that was talking about Metamorphosis, which is a confidence building program. So if you're interested in building more confidence for yourself, you can come check it out and hang out and DM me if you have any questions, because I would love to answer your questions, support you guys in any way. And that's pretty much it. That's where I hang out, mostly Instagram and my
love that
apps, yeah.
Maddie, thank you so much for being our first video guest. It couldn't have been anyone more perfect. That is the perfect example of the universe getting in alignment with my divine purpose and giving me a huge fucking favor.
Yes.
I am Megan Granger. You You can follow me at Vibe Higher Bitch and
Vibe Higher Bitch.
Have a great week.
Yeah,
love you.
Guys.
Vibe Higher Bitch. Vibe Higher.